Welcome back to Coast to Coast. Now we're going to dabble with the psychic realm, psychic attacks, and so many other things that are happening. Elizabeth Joyce back with us on Coast to Coast AM. A couple of her works, The New Spiritual Chakras and Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity Trilogy. So much more to talk with her about, and we'll do it next on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Elizabeth Joyce. Elizabeth, her psychic powers were revealed to her family when she was about 8 years old. Her grandmother was also a medium, recognized Elizabeth's gift at the age of five, and she's recognized for her psychic clairvoyant ability to help find missing people, dream analysis, mediumship. She and her organization, Visions of Reality, teach classes and seminars on improving your psychic and intuitive abilities as well. And it's always good to have you back on the program, Elizabeth. How are you? I'm looking forward to a couple hours with you tonight.
Well, thank you. Me too, George. And I'm glad to be here.
You know, I was talking to a lady who lost her husband today, and I'm going to probably have you call her and see what you can work out with her. She's really depressed. People tend to get that way. Of course, losing a loved one is not an easy thing, but when they desperately want to communicate with them, you got to get the right people with them, Elizabeth.
But that's very true, and I know somebody who's excellent, who's really, really excellent at that. I'd be happy to call her. I will tell you that when somebody crosses right away, it takes time.
Yes.
It can take up to 6 months before they're ready to communicate.
That was one of her questions for me today. She wanted to know how long does it take, and I said at least a couple months. But why does it take time?
Because the soul has to process and go through life review first.
Yeah, I mean, are they backed up?
No, it has nothing to do with being backed up. This is what I have realized over the years for myself and my research. When you drop the body or when you pass on to the other dimensions, the first thing that happens is that you're greeted by your loved ones, and then you are taken back to your vibration, your pod that you came to, the earth from, and you go through something called life review with nine spiritual guides. Nine people run this pod, and you work with them, and you go through your life, and you see every hurt that you ever received, and then you see every hurt that you ever gave, and what the consequences were for all people involved. That's life review, and it takes a long time.
Well, it sure does, Elizabeth. There's no question about that now. We have talked in the past about all kinds of things in the psychic realm, but psychic attacks, they fascinate me. Again, what are they?
It's energy, George. Look at it as energy. Look at it as splashing water on you energetically. And it can happen from invisible forces as well as somebody physical thinking bad thoughts and sending you curses or bad thoughts or wishing you dead or whatever. You feel that energy because we really are connected to each other. It's like when you turn on the television set, you get a picture. We're talking on the phone and we're far apart, but we can still hear each other. It's similar to that. If somebody is five towns away and sending you energy, you might wake up with a bad stomach. You might know who the person is, and you might not. It depends on how open you are.
Are these psychic attacks, Elizabeth, are they premeditated?
They are from people that don't like you and are sending you bad thoughts. If they're invisible, usually it's because you're weak, you're in a low state of mind, you may have money problems, you may be worried about somebody who's ill, you may be worried about a child. But somewhere you're out of balance and you're more open to psychic attacks.
Now, what's the motivation for the psychic attacker? Why are they doing this?
Well, some people get mad at you.
and they want to get even, right?
Well, you know what hate is, George? Hate people hang on to. And they blame the other person, because if they didn't have the hate, if they did let it go, then they would have to feel their own pain. and they don't want to feel their pain. So they're taking whatever it is they're angry at and projecting it onto somebody else.
Well, in
and
this,
that's a psychic attack.
And doesn't this hate end up backfiring on them eventually?
It certainly will. If you are in tune and you can feel the psychic attack, you can send it back. There's several different ways to send it back. I like to get it off the planet because I don't think we need it. So I always send it to a sphere of light where it can evolve. But some people send it back six times over. And some people just put a picture of the person in the sauce with a lemon and water. And when the lemon and water evaporates, it's gone. So there's things that you can do. That's a very, very old way of doing that. That goes back to the 1800s. But there are things that you can do. There are mantras that you can say. There are affirmations you can use that will certainly turn the energies around. We do not have to accept negative energies. We have the power to turn it around. But, George, most people don't know that.
No, they don't know that at all. Are you still working with police departments looking for missing people?
I just had one the other day. Yes, I am. I had a lady call me in a panic from the other side of Philadelphia. I live outside of Philly. And their father had walked out of the house. He had Alzheimer's, and they couldn't find him. So I told her that there was a forest or a park or something near her and that they would find him. And they did. They found him in a forest park, and there was a building, a barn or something, and he was sitting by the door crying because he didn't know where he was.
That's remarkable. How did you get involved in doing that?
Well, let's see. The first one was the dream I had, which was on Unsolved Mysteries about my friend's aunt that got blown up in the Houston oil well explosion in the 1980s. And I had this recurring dream every night, and it drove me crazy. So I called her up, and I hadn't talked to her in a long time. We were not good friends. She was a psychologist that I had taken my children to because I went through a divorce. And she had been very helpful. So I got so scared that I was going crazy, I called her. And I went to see her, and I said, I have this dream every night. I see a house, and I see some ivy going up the side of the house and a broken door. And then I see an explosion, and this body goes flying out of the roof of the house. And I keep hearing, your aunt died. She's in Houston, Texas. But my family, as you know, is in New England. So it was very confusing. Well, she turned white, and she said, oh, my God, my aunt is missing. It's been 3 weeks, which is as long as I was having the dream, and they can't find her body. They don't know what happened, whether she wasn't home, whether she was home, or whatever. And I said, well, I can draw you a picture where the body is, and I drew it. I said, but they found the body in 3 hours.
Do they ever look at you as a suspect?
No.
No. I mean, some psychics have had those problems, right?
They have, but that has never happened to me.
They know you then.
I guess they do by now.
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, when somebody psychically tells police about something that only they and the killer, let's say, knew, mm-hmm. you know, that's the red flag goes up, doesn't it?
The other one that I had interaction with was the president of Exxon, Sidney Riso, when he got taken, and that was in April of 1992. And I saw it in a vision. I put the television on, and they were talking about the Exxon president being abducted. And I said to my father worked for Exxon. First, you need to know that every single time a psychic gets a vision, it's because there's an open connection. There's some kind of a connection every single time. Whether it's energetic, whether it's from a past life, there is a connection. My father worked for Exxon for 49 years. The president of Exxon was missing. There had been a murder 3 years ago in Ridgewood, where I grew up, from a guy that worked for Exxon. My father had gotten him the job. So everything connected. And I saw the whole vision of how it happened, and I was so freaked. I had a friend who lived in Hackensack, a girl, who had three brothers in the FBI, and I called her immediately. We had a long time. They finally contacted me, and I predicted everything. I said that he was taken. I said that he was in a white van. A blonde-haired woman had run in back of his car as he was backing out of the driveway and had fallen. He thought he had hit her. I told him that he had a blue Cadillac and that he had left the door open in the car and the engine was running. And nobody knew that, but I knew that. I saw the white van. I saw a number that looked like it was a house number, but actually it was a storage unit number. And I gave them that. And then I kept saying to them, he's in the pines. You have to find him. He's in the pines. He's in a shallow grave in the pines. They buried him between two pine trees.
Jeez.
And you know where he was found?
Between two pine trees.
In Pinehurst, New Jersey, right off of the New Jersey Turnpike. I had said he's off the New Jersey Turnpike or the Garden State Parkway, and he's in the pines, and they found him. They said, we're looking around Newark Airport. I said, he's nowhere near Newark Airport. You're in the wrong direction.
Well, are you remote viewing, or are you psychically doing
this?
I
don't know the answer to that, because I really haven't done too much remote viewing. Things come to me. I don't go to that. You can send energy. You can sit. I did this as a child. I used to want to go to London or go to Paris, and I would sit, and I would feel my essence go to that country, and I would enjoy the afternoon. I could tell you what the weather was. I could tell you what things looked like and smelled like. It was so real. When I was little, we didn't have VCRs. We didn't have devices back then. We just played outside and sat and went to other countries.
Yeah,
what I would do.
Has technology today helped you at all in what you do?
Not in the psychic realms, because that's something I've always had.
Right.
But it helps me communicate with people, of course.
How many people, when they come up to you, Elizabeth, what do they want to know?
They want to know about love, soulmates, money, and the kids.
Yeah, we get that too a lot on
same
thing. Love, and money, it's almost the same.
Soulmates and the kids.
Yep.
Or, you know, and sometimes they're worried about health as well.
But are they concerned, though, about world events or anything like that, which we're going to talk about? We're going to go through some of your March predictions.
You know, world events affect the world, but your home and family is what they are concerned with. They want to know whether they're going to get the job, whether they're going to find a job. They want to know who likes them or doesn't like them at work and how to fix it. And they want to know about the kids, you know, the baby. Am I going to have a baby? Is my child going to be all right? All kinds of things like that. And you can't blame them, because love and harmony start right in the home. And if that's important to them, that's fine. Everybody's born with a gift. Everybody is born for a reason. And sometimes that's just to bring steadiness, order, and regularity in a family.
What would you say was your best gift in the paranormal realm?
So far, I think it's healing.
Now tell me how that works for you. Do you have to physically touch somebody?
No. When I was a little girl, and I didn't know Edgar Cayce, and I didn't know that he did this, I didn't know about Edgar Cayce until the 80s. When I was a little girl, if I saw a bird outside that was hurting, I could go over and rub my hands around it, but I wouldn't touch it because I knew not to touch it. Or I could think of a friend that was sick, and I would lay her down in my left hand and put my right hand over her, almost like long-distance Reiki, and I would take whatever was in her out. I would see it leaving her body, the sickness. I would see the sickness leaving her body, and then I would surround her with the white light of God.
Are you ever concerned that you'll get that disease, that affliction?
Never, never.
Does it ever exhaust you or really wipe you out?
It used to, but I learned how to transmute that. The way that you transmute that, George, is first of all, you have to ask permission from the higher energies to heal. Then you have to get the permission from the person, either energetically or by verbal permission. And the body has to accept the healing. So there's three steps. And then when you're done, you just brush it through you and you send it back out into the atmosphere.
We're with
That's
a psychic.
How you stop.
Elizabeth Joyce is with us. We're talking about her work in the psychic realm. Her website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. When you wrote the book, The New Spiritual Chakras, tell me about the title. What does that mean?
We have new chakras. We have now 12 instead of 7. And I've written a book about what they are. They're part of our etheric body, and they do take you into very, very high states of meditation. A lot of them will not be opening for the next few years, I'm told, 30 or 40. And they've been shown to us because we have to learn to work with them to expand our consciousness and to accept more of the reality of the universe. It's almost like galactic synchronization.
Who found these other 5 chakras?
They came to me. I went to the Holy Mother, Amarita Nandamayi, the hugging saint.
So you're very spiritual too then.
Yeah, very. And I asked her to put a book inside of me that would help mankind. The first book that she put inside of me was Ascension, Access in the Fifth Dimension. And the second book she put inside of me is The New Spiritual Chakras and How to Work with Them. And I have all kinds of, I guess you saw it, George, I have all kinds of diagrams.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What they look like, how to work them. So it's very detailed.
I thought it was a medical journal.
The first time it started, I was with my girlfriend up at the condo. We were having tea at night and watching a show, and my arm started to move, and I didn't know why. And it was what's called the divine seal, and it was the sign of Capricorn. And I couldn't get it to stop moving until I said, oh, my goodness, I'm making the sign of Capricorn. And then the whole thing just flooded in. It just flooded in. It was amazing. I had 4 months of quiet and solitude, and I wrote that book.
When you make predictions,
yes,
how do they come to you? In what form?
They come to me through the air, just like the radio.
All right, and then you see this. What do? You write it down? How do you do this?
I write. I have notes everywhere, and I have to go.
I bet you have Post-its. They're all over your wall and everything else.
And I've been doing that since I was a kid. So to me, it's just normal, but I do make notes. And you know, it's funny about energy. If you learn to work with it, if you're sensitive, you know I'm sensitive, if you learn to work with energy and you lean into the energies, you can ask any question and it will be answered. You have to believe it and you have to trust.
Well, that's true. Are you in a room now with sort of like a brown leather couch?
No.
Well, there goes my remote viewing for the night.
Brown leather couch I was on when I was down in Florida with at my best friend's house.
Huh.
That was 2 days ago. That's not bad, George.
No, not at all.
I was admiring her brown leather couch.
That's interesting. Was there a lamp
Betty
by
Provoca.
It? There's always a lamp by it. That's true. Well,
that's
we're going to get into your predictions when we come back in a moment because some of them are kind of frightening and startling. Are these predictions that can be altered, or are they predictions that cannot be changed?
Any prediction can be altered. Any prediction. There is nothing set in stone. There are things that are likely to happen, and they usually do. But that doesn't mean that anything was set in stone. However, can I say one thing quickly?
Really fast, before the
when
break.
When I heard George Bush said he would resign if the Boston Red Sox took it in 4. I put it on my website, Boston in 4, and I wrote the White House and said, now you can resign.
I remember that. I remember that. We're coming back in a moment with Elizabeth Joyce as we talk about the psychic realm. We're going to get involved in some of the things she thinks could happen. That's what she sees, the future. In a couple of weeks, soon to be the City of Angels as I bop all over the place. Hey, folks, back in St. Louis, by the way, though, June 18th, Circle It, Lindenwood University, a live stage show event with Stanton Friedman, the expert on UFOs, rock historian R. Gary Patterson, of course, 97.1 Zone Mark Farley and Mark Close. Enjoy everything, plus the Jim Manley Band will be there, and we're just going to have some fun. Full details on tickets that are starting to sell very quickly, 971talk.com. Just go to that website and search around for me and the tickets. 971talk.com. Okay, welcome back to Coast to Coast. We're with the psychic Elizabeth Joyce here on Coast to Coast. So, Elizabeth, let's look at some of the predictions that you did in March, leading into April as well, and then we'll jot them down and we'll track them and everything else. What do you see overall in the future for us?
Are you talking about the election, or are you talking about
overall? Overall. We'll put the election off until later. We'll do that as a group.
I see ISIS getting worse, even though we're taking their land and killing a lot of them. I see it, unfortunately, not stopping. I had predicted that Paris and Brussels. I'm worried about Pakistan and India. Something's going on over there, and I'm worried about London right now. Pakistan and India, I've been sending a lot of energy to, because that's where, as you said, somebody could just make a mistake.
Yep.
If a mistake is going to happen, that's where I believe it will. I don't think Korea will be first. Although I've been told, this is very interesting, I have been told by my invisible guys that there will never be a nuclear explosion again on the Earth.
You mean even in a test?
No. I don't mean even in a test.
You don't mean that. Okay.
All right. No, I don't. I mean somebody.
So testing could occur.
Yes, testing can, and it is occurring all the time. But I was shown how devastating World War II was and what that actually did to the universe, not just to the Earth, but beyond the Earth, beyond the solar system. It affected the whole entire galaxy and beyond that. It is deadly. It's more deadly than to humans, and I don't think people really realize what they're doing here.
And again, you believe that these things can be altered, right?
Yes. Yes, I do. I absolutely do.
That's important.
If you have a room full of people, and if you have more than 1,000, you can do almost anything. Even the Dalai Lama teaches that. Give me a room of 1,000 people, and I will be able to, whatever he says. He said it many times.
What else do you see?
I see a lot of darkness when it comes to the financial structure. It will begin in Europe. I see fighting and arguing over the major money, the international dollar, which, of course, is the U.S. dollar, and you know they're trying to destroy that, and they're trying to make it a different dollar. And if they do, it will probably be India that would win that. But we're going to start having a lot of trouble between the years of 2017 and 2025.
And when you say trouble, what does that mean?
I think we're going to have a different way of living, George. I think that there will be wars and rumors of wars. People won't know what to do. There will be shortages of jobs and a lot of confusion. That doesn't mean it's going to affect someone personally, because what to do is to get off or get a group into a village where you're self-sufficient. We're going to have to be self-sufficient and take care of ourselves and wade it through. That's for the basic people. But the people that are in power, there's going to be all kinds of changes in power, changes that you won't believe. And it's powerful, it's really hard to explain, but it seems to come for a six-month period for me. So I can see ahead for 6 months, and then I see, you know, the other stuff as it comes in. It doesn't come in that often.
Elizabeth, do you see any massive earth changes occurring in terms of volcanoes or earthquakes or anything like that?
Yeah, we're having quite a few. There's two dangers that are right now. One is up in Alaska, between Alaska and Russia and the Bering Strait, and the other one is off the coast of Africa. Actually, what I have been told by the powers that be, and I mean alive people, that ISIS has been dropping bombs in the Atlantic Ocean around Africa, the southern tip of Africa. They are trying to move the plates under the ocean, which would send a tidal wave to the east coast of the United States.
My God, are they crazy?
And we would know about it. Yes, they are. That we would know about it for about 20 days before it would hit. We'd see it move. Let me tell you, I got so tired of ISIS, I almost said to my guys, I don't want to deal with this anymore, because they are crazy. They are not negotiable. They don't care what you think or say. They are so full of darkness and hate. There is no appreciation for Earth, life, or anything. They're just angry, hateful people. And that's what's going on. And they're training 5-year-olds and 10-year-olds to work with guns and that it's okay to die and all that kind of stuff. How can you deal with it?
Today, a former general said we need 50,000 people, men, soldiers, women, to eradicate ISIS. 50 more thousand troops. I'm not sure we're going to commit to that. But do you see?
We've got a million troops out there now. Do you realize that between the countries there's a million troops?
They're everywhere, scattered all over the place.
They're all over the Philippines, around Korea and Japan, and they're all over the Middle East. So they're there now. The ships are there.
Should we bring them home or what?
No, they have to stay there until this gets... The whole thing is a mess. Look at the mess with Greece. Look at the people going into all of the countries. The people from Syria are trying to get into Greece, climbing over walls and fences and whatever they've done. And there's no room for them. They're coming into Canada. They're coming into England and Paris and Germany. And they want to close the borders, but the people are getting in anyway.
As we move along, I mean, here we are, April, going into May now. This has got to be, for me, the fastest year I've ever experienced. How about you, Elizabeth?
Yes, everything's going faster and faster and faster. It's amazing. It seems like yesterday was Thanksgiving. It's really, but that's new energy, George. Now, that's a different subject. That's the energy that came from the galaxy on 12/21/12.
How can we slow it down?
We can't. We're not supposed to.
I mean, a few more months, we'll be talking about Halloween is coming up.
I know, I know.
And
as you get older, it gets worse. But but we do have a new energy that I'd like to speak about just for a moment.
Okay, and what do you mean by a new energy?
We have something that's beaming onto the planet. Look at it as a big, huge spotlight in the middle of the galaxy that was not able to happened before. We didn't access it before. Now we're accessing it. And it is a higher, finer energy that's really going to pull us up into the fifth dimension. If you read my book, Ascension, Access in the Fifth Dimension, I explain it in detail. But this new energy is wonderful to tap into. And it does involve opening of the new chakras. But what it does is it brings you to a place of lightness, a place of peace, and a place of productivity. That's very important.
Oh, and sure is.
That's what's speeding things. That's why things are seeming to be speeded up, because the human race isn't going fast enough to develop themselves the way they need to. We're still stuck with war, money issues, and I'm right and you're wrong, and you have to tell me that you're wrong, and then I'll know you love me.
Well, but you know what? The humankind has been that way since the beginning of time.
Yeah, that's sort of
fighting, wars, everything.
I know this whole thing goes back 2,000 to 3,000 years, way, way back. The war with Israel and the rest of the Middle East,
Egypt, Syria at that time too.
It's been going on forever. But I do think we are going to have a huge shift. I do think something is coming. I think whatever is coming is going to be a big shift. I think we're going to have about 3 years of war, and then we're going to have to heal. We're going to have to repair ourselves and heal, and everybody will have a different consciousness.
Is that a good thing?
I think it's a good thing.
The healing process?
I hate to have destruction before reconstruction, but what do you know, George, in life, in anything, that there isn't destruction before reconstruction? First we have to tear down the old, then we have to build the new. And that's what's happening.
Yeah.
It's happening everywhere. We're going to have to find something different than a money system, perhaps. I don't understand. Do you understand why there's no money? Why Puerto Rico is in such debt? Are they really being stolen from? What's happening in Europe? What's happening with the euro? Who is taking the money? Where is it going? I don't understand that.
What about tragedies occurring to anybody of celebrity status? You see anything happening?
A tragedy?
Yeah, health-wise for anybody or anything like that?
I have to think on that one. I know I wrote it down, but I'm feeling that George Clooney is going to be a father, which is good. I'm not feeling good about Michael Douglas. I've been worried about him. I've also...
He doesn't look well.
No, and I think they keep quiet about it.
And I love that guy. He's great.
And I do, too, and I love Mary Tyler Moore, and I think she's got some health problems. You know, last year I had said Joan Collins, and it wasn't Joan, it was Jackie.
Uh-huh, you're right, the writer.
Her sister passed. So,
well, you know,
I'm seeing two of the presidents pass away. I had said there would be a president that would pass away by the end of April, and I thought that it was either George H.W. Bush or
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter, but I don't think so. I think it's going to be H.W. Bush.
Jimmy's kind of rebounded, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. He healed himself. It went natural. I'm proud of him.
That is cool. That is
but
cool.
You know, Susan Summers has come forward and saying they are quietly curing cancer, and they are. And a lot of people are going over to Switzerland, and they're finding the cures over there. Born what? Switzerland is where they have so much fabulous research going on, as well as at Amos Center in India. And they know more than this country knows. And it would be wonderful to see some of these drug companies stop wanting money and start doing something more holistic. You have to have holistic in your life. You have to meditate and work with the energies in order to stay healthy these days.
When you get these psychic feelings or impressions, do you go out looking for topics and then you try to psychically do it, or do they just flow to you?
It just comes to me. I don't go out looking for any topics. I just go through every single day, and it's not easy to live this way. It's not easy. I don't know if you remember Stephen Lewis. I think he was on Coast to Coast. He did the AIM program.
Yeah. Well, it was some time ago.
When I got up on Monday morning, I was crying, and I said, he's dead already. And Stephen Lewis passed away on the weekend when I was in Florida.
Mm. We've lost a lot of guests.
This man gave so much to the world with his process, the AIM program. I just wanted to say that in honor of him. But you get these feelings, and you can't explain them. And so when I was younger and I wasn't well trained, I would get crazy and nuts and try to stop it. But you can't. You have to say thank you for the information, and you have to wait to see what you're supposed to do with it. Have you heard about the people that have said, well, I wanted to call my sister on the weekend, and I didn't, and she passed away?
Yep, they held back.
Well, what they were doing was their inner body was telling them and giving them a signal. And I would love the audience to hear this. We should follow our inner drive like that and pick up the phone and make the call, because you wouldn't be feeling it if there wasn't a reason. Just like we can have psychic attacks, and we can wake up with an earache or a sore throat or somebody feeling like we've been smacked in the middle of the back with a baseball bat. You can have those things happen from somebody that doesn't like you. But you also can feel love. You also can know that somebody that you care about deeply is going to make a call, and you can sense it. And that's the good. So you can really feel everything if you stop and try. And we were going to do a little bit of talking about pets and the pet psychics. And I think that's an art in itself, just like Barbara Streisand singing. And I think that there are people that can communicate with pets. But you need to teach yourself how to communicate with your pets, and many people do.
They do. And what about healing animals that obviously they can't talk to us?
No, and it's wonderful what the veterinarians do and what some of the psychics do with healing. There are healing pet psychics. There are animals that are very happy when they're with one person and they're not happy when they're with another person. So they pick up on the energy, too.
They pout, huh?
Or bite.
Let's talk a little bit about the upcoming presidential election. Let's start with the Democratic end. We've got Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. What do you see there?
Well, Hillary's going to take New York and Pennsylvania. I think that Bernie is overstretching himself. I am concerned about his health. So I see a health problem with Bernie Sanders coming.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Unbeknownst to him at this point?
Unbeknownst to him at this point.
Hmm. Is there anything he can do to take heed, or you can't stop this?
Well, he's got to get more rest. You know, he's been out doing a that's a lot of stress doing a presidential.
Well, of course. But you see Hillary getting the nomination?
Yes.
Okay.
At this point.
At this point.
That doesn't mean that there isn't going to be a change.
What could change? What could happen?
Well, I'm going to tell you what I thought.
I mean, if Bernie gets sick, then it's a slam dunk for her, isn't it?
No, there was a feeling that I had in December, which now has transformed into higher feelings. Because as you know, you can get a feeling of where the energies are now, but it can change, and this has changed. It doesn't make me a bad person. It doesn't make me a bad psychic. It's just an energetic change. Most people don't understand that. But I had a feeling that Hillary could be indicted for something that she's done, that Bernie was going to get very ill, and that they were going to tap Joe Biden.
Really? So that's all in a state of flux, too.
That's in a state of flux, too. The second state of flux we have is Obama not leaving office because of martial law. I do not think that's going to happen, but I know a lot of other people do think that's going to happen.
Yeah, they do. But and, you do not
I
see
think,
that.
No, I don't see that, but it could happen. Because the sentence that kept coming is, our next president of the United States is not running at this time. So I was trying to figure it out.
I'm going to ask you about the Republicans in a second when we come back at the top of the hour. But when we take calls next hour, Elizabeth, what is your preference? Will you do some personal things for some people,
sure,
or do you want general?
I'd love to answer questions. I would like to have first name, birth date, and a focus question. Don't ask me what's going to happen in the next 6 months. Give me a focus question.
First name, which you'll hear when I bring them on, birth date, which they can give us, and then a specific question.
Correct.
All right, good. When you do this, do you sometimes see the dearly departed of these people? Do they hang around?
Not usually on the phone in a quick reading. That comes during a reading when I'm with them, usually. Or I've done it for people on Skype. But I feel their vibration. For example, I did one a couple of weeks ago where two people called and asked me about online dating, and each of them had connected with somebody. And I don't know why, but the first one I said, run the other way.
Just refer them to our paranormaldate.com.
There you go. And the second one I said, that's good for you. So you don't know why you feel the way you do.
All right, we're going to talk about your thoughts on the Republican presidential campaign, what's happening there. We're going to go through all of them, the three candidates that seem to still be around. Will it be a brokered convention, as I've predicted? And we'll take your phone calls next on Coast to Coast AM.